Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Sesh. I am Kendall Ray.
And I'm Janelle. Welcome back. And we missed you guys so much. We're so happy to be back. Yes. We were gone last week. If you aren't aware, Kendall was having some dental work done.
Veneers.
Yeah. All my teeth. They look so really good. Now you can have ice cream.
Yes, I know. I can have cold things again. It's really cool.
But yeah, we missed you guys. We're happy to be back. And we are back with a really good episode. We are talking about Britney Spears, which is actually something we've been wanting to cover for months now. Like,
yeah,
I feel like since we started this show, we've been wanting to talk about before. This.
It was one of our first topics that we brought up.
Yeah.
And it's something that I've been wanting to talk about just on some channel, some platform for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been kind of hard to like figure out exactly what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
And figure out exactly what should be said.
Right.
You know, navigating something like this is really challenging.
Yeah, exactly. And
especially when we didn't really know what was going on.
Yeah.
But exactly. Now that this documentary has come out, is it a documentary? It's like a series of a show.
It's like New York Times has like a series, and then I guess they talk about different people or different events and stuff. And she happened to be one of the ones that they were like featuring, I guess.
Yes. And it's like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Something like that. But it was really good. Obviously, it's like
really
gone really viral. Everyone, I feel like, has seen it by now and is just blown away by her life and what she's been through and, you know, how it's affected her in today's world.
Yeah, the documentary is called Framing Britney Spears, and it really gives you insight into the Free Britney movement.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been following Britney Spears throughout her career, or even just in the last couple of years, or if you've already kind of seen what's going on with the Free Britney movement, none of the information in the documentary was too new. You know, it's like most of the clips and stuff you've probably seen if you're a Britney Spears fan. I've seen pretty much everything in it.
Yeah.
But it helped kind of lay it out in a way that made more sense and just confirmed a few details for me that I was kind of questioning. And since Britney has been so private herself about everything, you don't want to say anything wrong or assume something, especially, you know, we're dealing with some serious topics such as mental health, drug addiction maybe, which I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't personally think
that's
the case, but a lot of people have brought it up. So, you know, it's just like an intense topic and I didn't want to speak wrong.
Totally.
I wanted to make sure I really understood it. So we started working on this podcast, like doing research on this probably about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of decided to wait because we were like so unsure. We're like,
yeah, we were unsure.
What do we really know? We're not lawyers.
The end
you know?
Of the year was like really crazy for us, like work wise and other aspects. And so we were like, we don't want to like fucking half-ass this thing.
No.
Like we want to have time to like really make sure that we feel good about this and like talk about it the way we want to talk about it and stuff. And so we're like, let's just
it's
wait.
Really important.
Yeah. We were like, let's keep waiting. We'll keep waiting. And then this documentary was released and we were like,
yep,
I think this is like the perfect time to do it.
It just made everything so much more clear.
Yep.
Especially being, you know, just an average person. I don't understand the terminology around conservatorship.
We're not lawyers or have any experience in the law.
On the sesh. Yeah.
You're actually the lawyers.
But it's like a really complicated topic that I didn't want to like misspeak on.
Totally. You know?
So
which we're still like disclaimer, we're still not like
definitely not experts.
Like, there's some people on YouTube. What is the lawyer's name that you?
Emily D. Baker. Yep. She broke it down.
Yeah. So there's like a lot of things that go into like major detail and like more legal stuff.
I'm sure she'll be giving updates because there's stuff happening today as we're recording. Today is Thursday the 11th.
Yep.
And there's court happening right now. Yeah. I believe they're literally in session. So the time we're done recording, there could be a new update. We'll put any new updates in the comment section.
Yeah. We always pin comments if we have like something to tell you guys that we didn't get a chance to say in the actual recording. But anyways, before we get into that, we want to quickly thank our sponsors, Athena Club, Daily Harvest, and Magic Spoon. We appreciate your support.
Also, real quick, before we get started, I just wanted to remind you guys that my CBD brand, if you have not heard, Josh and I are launching a CBD brand. It's called Higher Love Wellness, and it is launching on February 14th. So today, as this show is going up, it should be available now. You can get all of our products at our website, which is higherlovewellness.com.
Yay.
I know, it's really
so exciting. They've been working on this a long time and it's really good stuff, you guys. So
it is. It's amazing.
It's really high quality CBD. I know there's a lot of CBD out there. This stuff is really good shit. I'm telling you.
It is. I've tried a lot of CBD and it's something I use in my everyday life. So I wanted to create products that I would want to use.
Yes.
That I would want to use every day. I love, especially these tinctures. I'm so proud of how it turned out. It's just so light.
Good. They don't
fully flavor with terpenes.
They don't give a bitter flavor afterwards. Like a lot of CBD, they're not like thick and like slimy.
Yeah, it's not thick.
Doesn't leave like a coating on your mouth and tongue. It's really good shit.
It's like watery. It's very, it's so good. I can't recommend it enough. But check it out.
You got to check it out for yourself.
Yeah, so higherlovewellness.com.
Should we just go into like what is a conservatorship and like kind of trying to understand the whole premise of why we're even concerned about Brittany?
Yes. And we're going to just completely skip spicy topics today because there's so much to go over.
And this is a very spicy topic.
Yeah, it is. It's very controversial and being talked about a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Which I'm glad. I'm glad it's becoming a hugely popular topic of conversation.
Oh, yeah. It's
been trending a bunch the past couple of days. This documentary, which is not, like I keep saying, documentary. It's really just like,
I feel like it's a documentary.
It is. But I guess they have like exclusive interviews, but it's a lot of just old footage and stuff like put together.
But they were the first ones
to put it all together and have it make sense.
True.
As far as I know. There may have been others that have done it.
But they had like exclusive interviews from lawyers and like someone who was in the press, like a paparazzi figure that was really close, you know, followed Brittany really closely and stuff. So it was interesting to get their kind of take on it. And at the end, it was interesting because they said, you know, we invited her, basically her whole family and anyone who's close to her to come on here, and they all denied it. And then it was like, and we're honestly not sure if Brittany herself, like, ever, because they tried to invite her to get her to come on, of course, but they never figured out if she actually even got the message of the invite, you know, wanting to come onto the documentary. So for all she knows, like, this shit could have just come out of nowhere. And she's like, oh, okay.
That's very possible. Yeah. And so, I wonder how she feels about it. It's probably stressful all this. But I'm sure maybe she's happy in a way. We don't know. That's the thing about Britney Spears, is she's so secretive that we can't, it's hard to assume anything.
Yeah.
Her life has been so private, which we don't know if that's by choice.
Right.
Or if she's had to do that for her own protection.
Right.
Or if she's being forced to do that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of us are speculating, and that's why I get nervous in a situation where there's so much speculation. You never want, it's hard. Like, unless you are the person living the situation, you are not going to understand what it's like to be in her shoes.
Right. Especially when, you know, so much fake stuff comes out constantly about celebrities, and it's like half the stuff that you read about is actually a complete lie.
Probably more than half.
Probably way more than half.
It's so bad. And it's like, it's a broader issue, I think, that we need to look at.
Yeah, I agree.
At society as a whole, you know?
I agree.
And I'm glad that this documentary is bringing things up about the way that we treat people who are famous.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially at a young age.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, at any age, though.
Of course.
You know, just we have such a lack of respect.
We kind of forget they're humans.
Yeah.
They're literally human beings with feelings and emotions and fears and wants. Like, you know, just because you're like, mental health doesn't discriminate on people with money.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely not.
So it's like, doesn't matter how much money you have, how much fame you have.
Famous saying, you know, money can't buy a happiness. And I think that's really true.
Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
But yeah, so let's explain what the conservatorship is a little bit. So why we're talking about this today and why the Free Britney Movies movement is happening.
Well, she's been in a conservatorship since 2008, so a long time, and it's been led by her dad, Jamie Spears. So we'll be talking about him a lot during this episode, actually. He's one of the main focuses of this, for sure.
Did you ever realize that Jamie Lynn yeah. is the parents' name?
I noticed it, like, literally 2 days ago.
Me too! So I had never figured that out.
Like, Brittany has a sister named Jamie Lynn Spears, and it's interesting because her dad's name is Jamie and her mom's name is Lynn. So it's like the two names combined, which I was like, that's really cool, honestly. I think it's cute. Yeah.
I mean,
to make it work like that, like, Jamie Lynn's a very, like, cute name, and the fact that it just, like, really worked good. Like that.
Yeah, that's convenient.
I was like, that's really convenient. But anyways, so Brittany's conservators control her finances and her person. Her person meaning what she can say, what she can attend, what she can't attend, what she can,
consume.
As far as
medications.
Right, health as stuff. Medications, health stuff, education, if that's maybe something that's being brought into it. Pretty much any decisions that you make. And then there's also financial, which is, as it seems, anything to do with finances, meaning everything that Brittany makes, she has no control over how she spends that money, you know, where that money goes, anything like that.
Even though she's the one working her ass off to get it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. And, you know, because of this, she's also doesn't have custody of her kids. She can't hire lawyers of her choice. I mean, she really has no say in her life about pretty much anything. Mm-hmm. Where she lives, where she, you know, who she sees, who she talks to, a lot of it is controlled by the conservators. So anyway, what a conservatorship is, it's typically reserved for older people, people with psychiatric disabilities, people who are unable to care for themselves. And it's a pretty serious thing. It's pretty hard to get.
Yeah,
and you have to make a pretty good case in order to gain conservatorship over someone's life, essentially.
Yeah, their rights.
Their
You'd
rights.
I think that'd be a pretty big deal, which makes people think, you know, why is this in place? Is there some reason? Did something happen?
Right.
That makes this necessary.
I guess
that's how a lot of people have thought.
It's because of her dementia, they say. But I don't even know if that's been proven that she has. I don't think that's ever been proven she has dementia. And
I haven't even seen anything about
it. I've only seen it like here and there, but I think it could be a total rumor being up on the internet. I don't know, but I think that's maybe just kind of what people think. But I don't know if she has dementia. I've never heard of her speak of that, or her actual family, or, you know, medical experts speak on her behalf about that. I don't know. But yeah, so, you know, due to that, she hasn't had control of her life for a long time, but has still been working her whole life.
Working a ton. I mean, Britney Spears is one of the most talented artists who I think has truly been held back by all of this bullshit. It's just sad, like, thinking of where, like, how much more she could have come out with if she had more control of her music from day one.
Because she started back on Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, back in, like, 94, 90, no, it was, like, early 92, something like that, 93.
I don't remember exactly, but
early 90s, young. She was young.
Really, really young.
And she was like a star instantly from that point, basically.
Well, she had this, like, really powerful voice.
Yes.
People hadn't heard out of such a young girl, you know?
Yeah.
And she was singing a lot deeper, which we have talked about that conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Of, like, what's going on with her voice? Does she choose not to sing deeper anymore? Or is this a choice that's been made for her?
Because her voice is not like it used to sound.
No, it's nothing. I mean, we'll put a little clip in of what it sounds like.
So So she was, you know, really famous from day one. And then by the time she was like 15, 16, her albums were coming out. Yep. She was, I mean, she was like a sensation, like a little pop. Like there was not a whole lot of girl teens out there doing what she does. In fact, I would argue no one at that time was doing what she was doing. And she was like, she had to grow up so fast. It seemed like she was like almost immediately sexualized when she was
immediately
extremely young.
Yep.
And so, you know, from day one, she's just had a lot of attention, like bottom line, right? Yeah. Like she's, people have had eyes on her forever. In the last 13 years, she's gone on world tours, released 2 major albums. She was judged on the X Factor. She performed in Vegas for a long time when she did her residency there. So, I mean,
and that was incredible.
Oh yeah. I wish
I could have gone.
No,
we're so really cool. Big fans of Britney Spears. Yes. I gotta say, like, if I'm a fan of anything, it's Britney Spears.
Dude, you know? I love Britney
Like growing
Spears.
Up, I was not even into the boy bands as much as I was into Britney Spears.
That was my first CD was her fucking CD.
Me too.
I had my Hello Kitty pink boombox and her CD, and I would blast in my room and like bounce around my bed and like pretend I was Britney Spears. Like,
dude,
it was so
since I'm
fun.
Slightly older than you, I had her first CD on tape. So not her CD. I had a tape because my grandma didn't want to buy me the CD because she thought I'd break it. So I got
back
a
then
tape.
Like such precious pieces of material, like the CDs.
Yes. And then the first CD I ever bought was the second one. Oops, I did it again.
Yeah.
Or no. Or wait, yeah, Hit Me Baby One More Time, then Oops, I Did It Again. Mm-hmm. They're both like, again, like, one more time, I so I get confused. I'm
and
like,
they're
which one's first?
Released like back to back.
Yeah,
like
they
very
were.
Similar.
It was pretty fast.
Yeah.
But I remember like saving my money for that, getting the CD, coming home, cutting out all the little, you know, inserts, you know, how you'd get the
amazing.
Lyrics and
yes.
everything.
Oh my
and
God,
it had
like
all the pictures of her. Yeah.
Whoa, throwback. The fucking booklet and CDs right? was like a whole thing to look at, like the mm-hmm. art and like the songs.
It was so fun. Oh, damn. I read all the lyrics.
Yes.
Like the best.
My God.
I know, I
kind of
miss those days, right? Sad.
I do too. Yeah, those were some good times. But yeah, I mean, we were dancing to her since I can remember.
Yep. Especially once like Toxic came out.
Oh yeah.
We had a Toxic dance.
Yes.
Remember that?
We thought we were so cool.
We like literally held up a warning sign during it. We like made a warning sign and held it up while we were dancing.
It was like, cause the song's like something like, should have given them a warning or something. And we're like, warning.
We're a warning sign.
God,
yeah.
That is some funny cringe. Shit. God, I remember that really well, actually.
Yeah, I do too.
That's so funny. And then I saw the Toxic music video for the first time. It was like so sexual. And she was in like this like nude suit with glitter everywhere. And I just remember being like, oh my God, this is on the internet. Like,
know, she looked so good in that. Yeah, her music videos were always so entertaining. And that first music video, the Hit Me Baby One More Time one, right, is in the school.
Yes.
And she's only 16. I looked it up. She's 16. At least when it was released.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think she was 16 when it was recorded as well. But
God.
She is so sexualized in this.
Oh, yeah.
And it's scary to think about kind of the men that were working on set. I just wonder like what things have happened behind the scenes. Like if she was able to talk, what things would she have to say?
Well, you hear about child stars coming, Disney stars coming out saying
scary,
terrible
shit.
Things it's have really happened bad. To them. In the like Hollywood industry especially when they were younger.
Yeah.
And so it would not surprise me. It would surprise me if it didn't happen, sadly, because
I agree. If she just had a smooth ride, nothing ever happened, no one took advantage of her, would be shocked.
That's like impossible.
I know.
Because especially back then it was like you don't talk about it. It's kind of normal.
Then.
That's kind of what you do in this industry. It's like you want to be famous though, don't you? Like, look what you got, your own music video. You kind of just like deal with it.
That seems like the vibe that a lot of celebrities sorry, my new teeth are really struggling, but
no, you're good.
A lot of celebrities have to deal with.
Yes, totally.
It's kind of just what comes with the territory. And then that interview clip in the documentary where there was like an older man interviewing her on one of those really young shows, maybe Mickey Mouse.
It was something like that.
She was like
young. Yeah, her little pigtails. Yep, a little dress on or whatever. And
he was like, do you have any boyfriends? She was like, no,
like,
men are gross. Or boys are gross. And then he was like, well, what about me? I'm a boy.
He's like, I'm
and
not
she just
gross.
Like looks at him like, what do you mean, what about me?
Like, dude,
you're not
70
having my
look,
boyfriend.
Like, he was old man.
Yeah.
Like, to a little girl. And the crowd was, like, eating up. Like, oh!
Well, you know, they have the signs anyway.
Of course.
So it's like, and then, but that makes the people at home think, oh, they're laughing. So that's okay.
Right.
And, like, it's all just a sick chaotic mess.
Yeah. She was so, you could tell she was so uncomfortable during that. And
it makes me really.
Could you imagine if someone said that today? Like, they would be fucking ripped to shreds.
Absolutely not. You cannot do that shit now.
No.
And I'm so glad that society has changed so much that we can look back on these older things and just be like, wow. Because so much of the documentary, I was thinking, I hope that these types of things wouldn't happen today, because like there's some of them shocking. Some of them seem like SNL skits.
Oh, absolutely.
Some of the interviews and stuff with her.
I can't believe they're so real.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really bad.
Everything that she went through was ridiculous.
And like time after time, and she would get older and older and it would still happen. And it was, yeah, it was really just, it's shocking to watch, honestly. But anyways, so going back to her conservatorship.
Oh, right.
The judge who approved the permanent conservatorship said that it was to protect her finances and businesses, but that she was a grown woman when she started and, you know, she's changed since then. And so she made a few bad decisions. The media exaggerated them. And so that's kind of where she got her rights taken away due to some like really unfortunate things being like caught on the media and spreading like wildfire and, you know, stuff like that. So we'll kind of get really into exactly how this happened after we have a quick word from our sponsors.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, we're back. So basically, really how this all started is at the beginning of 2008, Brittany underwent an involuntary psychiatric hold, also known as the 5150. And it's a psychiatric hold. It's involuntary, like we said. So she had no choice to go there. She was placed there because they deemed that she was unstable mentally. And this was due to the child custody dispute between Kevin Federline and her. So
Federline.
Okay. Nobody cares.
I'm curious, like, how everything is with him now, or like what he thinks of everything.
I am too, which we'll get to. I think we talked about him one more about something that he did against Jamie, her father. So I think he definitely is sus of the dad. But I wonder what he thinks of like the whole thing in general and like her conservatorship, or if he's behind the scenes maybe trying to help her in some way.
Yeah, I wonder what their relationship is like, or maybe it's opposite.
Right, maybe it's opposite. Maybe he wants, you know, his kids to not see her. I don't know. It's interesting, though.
No idea, personally.
But she was being exploited by the paparazzi majorly.
Oh, my God.
In this time. I mean,
to a horrific level that I can't imagine anyone going through.
Absolutely tragic. People calling her literally everything under the sun. I mean, bad mom doesn't even begin to explain how terrible the paparazzi were treating her. And not just saying things to her, but also just physically, like, almost attacking her. Like, the videos of them rushing her car and bombarding her every move is, I'm like, how can this be legal?
There's some photos, too, that have been circulating on Twitter lately. And it's really eye-opening just to see the amount of paparazzi she would be dealing with sometimes. There should be a law against that many people being able to swarm you at once, you know? Like, these people basically were stalking her.
Oh, yeah.
It was so, so bad. And at horrible moments.
Terrible moments. Just waiting for the worst moments. And, of course, when you're already having a bad day and someone... You know, you don't have to be a celebrity to relate to the fact that if you're in a bad mood, you're having a bad day, something is going wrong, and someone's like poking at you and like trying to like get answers out of you, it automatically makes it 10 times worse.
It's like, to where you just want to be like, lash out.
Right. I feel like everyone can understand that, like, fuck off, leave me alone. I'm already not doing well.
And I know there's a lot of money in taking these photos, but how
sucks, honestly.
You just lose all your humanity and you don't even understand how you would feel if you were in this situation.
Right.
There was one thing in the documentary that was really interesting and totally new was they had interviewed one of the paparazzi. I can't remember his name. Who really cares?
Yeah,
whatever.
Whatever.
He was one of the dudes out there and he basically said, yeah, we were watching Brittany and she was having this dispute with Kevin over the kids. She kept going to Kevin Federline's house and he kept blocking the gate. And then they like went back and parked behind a Jiffy Lube or something. And after seeing her clearly upset, he like was aware of the fact that she's very emotional over this. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are her children. Mm-hmm. Imagine how upset she is. And she had just shaved her head. So she was going through a lot of media attention. People, everyone's eyes were on Brittany.
Yeah.
And he talks about how he just, you know, he's like, I wanted to check on her. And in the clip, you can see he kind of, he's like, how you doing? Yeah. We just want to make sure you're okay, Brittany, blah, blah, blah. It's so ridiculous. I would get to that point too, you know, where you just snap. Because like, what do you mean? You don't care about me at all. If you cared about me, you would leave me the fuck alone. Have a ounce of humanity.
Like, clearly I'm not doing well. You're not helping.
How evil, right? How terrible. Fucking evil.
And it's really sad because I feel like we see this constantly.
Constantly.
It's like never ending.
I know. And it was really bad on Brittany, but it was. I think, yeah, so many people deal with it now. And now people are dealing with it really young. Even like TikTokers have paparazzi.
Right.
Following them around. It's like, that's a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially when you're caught off guard like that.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. you don't know what they're going to ask you. And
I can't imagine that. So, yeah, there's the clip in the documentary. He talks about how, there's a famous photo of her with an umbrella. She came at him and he made a fuck ton of money off of that photo. It ended up being beneficial for him to poke the bear, you know?
That makes me sick. Because you're rewarding your shitty behavior. So it makes you want to go do it again.
And it's like inspirational for other people. Like maybe if we catch other celebrities at their breaking points, we can see them having an emotional breakdown.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That guy should have to pay her.
I agree, honestly.
She should be able to sue
people. She should get a cut of her own picture, right?
Like, absolutely.
She's the one that's, you know, producing the entertainment at the end mm-hmm. of the day. Like, she's the one that's unfortunately having this mental breakdown that it's unfortunately being twisted into like something entertaining instead of something that should be taken seriously.
Yeah.
Like, if that's the least you could do is pay her.
That's so true.
Like, that's bullshit.
They should pay her. I mean, at the very least, she should. Yeah. It's just, it's absurd to see this actually play out. And then the way he was talking about it in the documentary, how mm-hmm. he was acting like he had some exclusive, like he was a friend of hers.
Right.
Like,
no,
you
dude.
Only know what was going on with her and Kevin and how she was having this emotional moment. You're only able to share this exclusive with New York Times for this documentary because you were creeping on her.
Exactly.
You were following her around.
You're not her friend.
No.
Her friend would respect her privacy and want to, you know, help her privately.
Like her actual friend that was there.
Yeah.
He was like, please, guys, stop. Leave her alone. Leave mm-hmm. her alone.
Yeah.
It's really sad to see someone at that point and see footage of it. And
it's terrible.
There's so many moments of Brittany where it's just extremely heart-wrenching to see what the mental duress she was dealing with, the stress of handling something like that.
At such a young age?
At such a young age.
How do you handle that at any age, much less when you're an impressionable teen and you're trying to figure out what your own life is about. Like, you're trying to figure out your own shit, much less also trying to like answer these weird questions to these mm-hmm. people that are just poking at you for whatever they can get out of you.
And so critical of everything she
critical.
Did. Everything. Like things
everything.
That people would not be critical of nowadays.
Oh God, ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. Like the Britney hate was next fucking level.
Next level.
It was so crazy what she was dealing with, which we're going to watch some of this famous interview with her and Diane Sawyer.
Yeah.
It's like shocking how...
Which, side note, makes me really disappointed that Diane Sawyer, as another woman, is interviewing a young woman
mm-hmm.
in this way. Because it's like, really, dude, you should know how hard it is to make it in this entertainment industry, like, as a journalist, as an interviewer, whatever. Like, why are you trying to expose this young... Like, you should be trying to protect her, I feel like.
Right.
That's not fair.
Like, especially someone women, in the industry.
Especially because, unfortunately, women get taken, you know, advantage of quite frequently and much more than men in the entertainment industry. So, like, as another woman who has successfully made it, you
be
would,
on her side.
What did you want? Exactly.
It's super disappointing, especially because I think Diane Sawyer is a mother. It's like, would
That's
you treat your
worse,
children
then.
Like this? She's
would
like
you
a
want
baby.
Your own daughter who's struggling mentally to get on here and be harassed by an older woman?
Yeah,
That's so disappointing.
Really disappointing. And, of course, people have brought up, maybe this is just how they did things back then.
Yeah.
Like, there's this hard-hitting journalism where we, like, We're cutthroat.
And I don't even know if she made up her questions that she asked. I'm sure she didn't have say in everything she
True.
Did.
I'm sure she's not the one pulling the strings for everything, but she still agreed to take the paycheck and do it and ask these horrific questions. And if you haven't seen what we're talking about, when you see the clips we're about to play, you're going to understand, because it's just, it's wild. It's like abusive the way she was talking to her.
Yeah.
It's so dismissive. It's so shameful. Yeah. And
it's sad that
nasty.
There was no
it's
one
horrible.
I'm like shocked there was no one on Britney's side in the background, you know, monitoring because
like,
she's
still, yeah, we're not like, talking no, about that.
That's off limits because she's too, you know, what is she going to say no to Diane Sawyer? Like right. She doesn't have the confidence to be like, I'm not fucking answering that.
And
to her.
Now it seems like no one does these types of interviews anymore. Yeah. They're so rare. Like people will go into podcasts with hosts that they trust and stuff, but true. They're not going to go with like Diane Sawyer on
who's like
prime
trying
time.
To like expose them.
Yeah. Cause that's the attitude they have. Like you're in trouble. Right. You're in, this is an interrogation
it is
right
almost.
Now. Right?
It is. It's like almost like true crimey. I'm like, what's going on?
It's
this is
someone's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the stuff they bring up is so just off. Ugh, just
okay.
Wild. Let's okay, just, yeah. Let's just watch through some of these clips.
Yes.
I took the parts I thought were most shocking out of this interview. There's 45 minutes of it. It's on YouTube. You can watch the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it is just really weird to see.
It is bizarre. Okay.
So in this first clip, she is defending her song Rain on Me. Because remember kind of when we were like into Toxic.
Yeah.
That's when she was kind of breaking out of the more
schoolgirl teen
yeah,
cute girl. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of questions about it. Is it right? Is it going to influence her young fans?
Oh my god, your fucking voice. Your imitation is so spot on though.
She literally sounds oh so god. Cringe in some of like wait till she Esquire magazine. Like the way she's talking, it's like the most Karen thing I've ever heard. It's uncomfortable.
She's got a Karen haircut too, Diane.
Oh, yeah. Yes, she does.
We're just going to call her Karen Sawyer.
Karen Sawyer. Karen Sawyer. So all she's right. telling her, she's talking about this song, Rain on Me. And Diane's like hinting that that's like some type of sexual. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like,
and then you know we all put I mean? It together. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Right. No, of course. I can't believe you just did
that. But you know what's
oh
happening.
God.
And then she just starts slut shaming her. Like, listen to this.
You really think that's what it's talking about?
It says that's what it says. It says rain on me.
I know what it says. I know what it says, but one of us wasn't
I
born
what
yesterday. Do you really think that's all it's talking about?
Well, you always played it close to the line on how much skin she showed. Posed like this for Esquire magazine.
Esquire magazine.
Consider the line officially crossed.
Oh, the line is crossed.
Wait, also this outfit is like not even, it's like nothing.
No.
Are you kidding me? Which
right?
I guess back then maybe it was like, ooh, she has a short little, what is it, a dress, whatever on outfit and her little heels.
It kind of reminds me of Kim Kardashian's Paper magazine cover. Just the angle and
oh,
the leotard with the long
sleeves.
I'm like, sleeves.
She looks fucking amazing.
Looks
in
so
that.
Good.
She looks phenomenal. Like, what a boss. Yep.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And they were all upset about that.
Oh my God, it's so shocking.
What happened to your clothes? What happened to
they fell
now?
Off, Diane.
I know. But what's this about? No kidding. What is it about?
What is it about?
Yeah.
It's about doing a beautiful picture.
Is it about shocking people?
About shocking? You know what? I feel comfortable in my skin. I think.
Wait, so I know. Why can't it be about shocking people? Maybe she wants
yeah,
to
maybe
shock
she wants
some
to
people.
Whatever.
The fuck?
Maybe she wants to make money off her body. Maybe she wants to do whatever she wants to fucking do. The fact that this is even a topic of conversation.
So stupid.
But I'm proud of Britney for back then holding her ground. And like she continuously pointed out how Diane was wrong and how her thinking is just old.
Good for her.
A beautiful picture.
Is it about shocking people?
About shocking? You know what? I feel comfortable in my skin. I think it's an okay thing to
feel comfortable in your skin.
I hate to bring this up, but Kate Hudson, she's 22. She's in Sheets.
Exactly.
Jennifer Lopez, she poses very provocatively sometimes.
100%.
Christina Aguilera. What's the big deal when I do it? Like,
great.
Come on.
Why was she being so shamed more than everyone else?
So
seemed
shamed
to get it. Like, not that everyone didn't. Everyone else got it too. But like, Britney got it so much
she got it really
worse.
Bad. Yeah.
So
like,
much
I feel
worse.
Like they got it, but they also got hella praise of like, damn, mm-hmm. you look fine. Like,
yeah.
you know,
J-Lo booty.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
All that stuff.
Especially
yeah.
when it was more taboo back then to, you know, do photo shoots like that. I don't know. I feel like that really boosted their career. And I mean, I guess this in some sense did boost Britney's career. Right. Like, negative press, positive press. At the end of the day, it's still press. You're still getting attention. So,
right.
But I don't know. It's just, it feels a little more like, it's just, it's like attacking Britney herself. Mm-hmm. It's not like,
it's very personal.
It's very personal. Yeah, totally. I agree.
You know, I don't understand.
I think everybody always thought you had a different relationship to young girls.
Everyone now, they look back and they're like, what happened to your sweet image that you used to be? And I'm like, then when I came out, you thought I was too provocative. It's like, you can never win.
Last year, she gave away $1 million to charity, including her own foundation for inner city kids to study music and dance.
They blow through that part.
Formal education right? ended in Anyways. Ninth grade. Carries inside her an old fear that it can still all go away, and she'll be back selling crawfish in her grandma's store.
You said once it would be going back to Louisiana and working with crawfish again and having everything disappear.
I probably did at one point, but it's really weird. Like, I enjoy my life and I love what I do, but at the same time, even though we didn't have that much then, I was really happy.
We're going shopping, man. Stores on me. Yeah.
Back before she could buy anything she wanted.
It's really weird because I don't think right now I'm really like, I'm not like how I used to be. I mean, I used to roll quarters for freaking clothes, but I mean, I'm not like that. I mean, sometimes I splurge. My assistant Felicia, she helps me out on that. She was like, if you want it, you just get it. I'm like, okay, I'll get it. But there is something about me, like if there's a sweater for $1,000, I can't buy that. Like, I just, there's something in me that you being raised, you know, a certain way, I can't, you know, do that.
You read the stories about buying $100,000 of sportswear.
No, I'm not like that at all. No.
Is it an addiction?
Is it an addiction? No, I don't think it's, I think it's an addiction. I think it does.
What does that mean? Is it an addiction?
Right? Is it an addiction?
What if Brittany had been like, yeah, it's an addiction.
Yeah.
What are you going to say to that,
really
Diane?
Bad. I'm getting therapy.
What the fuck are you going
to
say to
right?
that?
Right? How inappropriate to bring that up.
Like, so inappropriate. You don't ask anyone, is it an addiction in an interview?
Like, she literally just got done saying how she like doesn't
spend that much money on
clothes. Right. It's just so dismissive. She has nothing to say good about her. They blow right over the charity stuff.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, you spend money? You've got an addiction.
An addiction.
Like,
so
are
they
you
can tabloid
kidding
Britney
me?
Spears addiction.
Addicted to shopping. That is sick.
It makes me happy. It was my first time to go to a huge show and I had a white dress on. I felt like Marilyn Monroe. It felt really special. So,
wait a minute. Can you rewind that tape? Am I seeing what I think?
That's probably one of the moments that I remember I like the best.
You can pop your knuckles.
Britney Spears is popping her knuckle.
How do you do that?
I can't believe that. I couldn't even believe that was
Shut
real.
Up.
I literally walked downstairs to show
Shut
Josh because I was like, they literally zoomed in on her hands and they're like, Britney Spears popping her knuckle?
Like, she must be nervous and telling lies.
That infuriates me. Maybe she's anxious because you assholes are sitting here all looking at her and this snake Diane is trying to shame her and expose her. That's how
Karen
she, this is like an expose, the way this interview is.
Karen Sawyer's yeah. being a real nitpick,
a real
narrow nitpicker.
Bitch. See
what I got there? That she was going to stay a virgin until marriage.
I would love to be able to try and wait until marriage.
And that she didn't even drink. In the past year, a report that she had tried serious drugs at a club. Starting with marijuana.
Serious drugs,
I've been
marijuana.
People, and
okay.
I've gotten the high off of it, and that is enough for me. I can't do that. I don't do that.
You talked about experimenting, partying. Cocaine?
No, I never.
They left the impression that at clubs that you tried cocaine.
I've experimented in partying, but never that. I could never do something like that. I mean, I definitely, in this industry, there's people that do that around you 24/7. So, you know, you just have to learn who you hang out with. And I mean, I've had Amaretto Sours, and if I'm going to drink, and I love red wine right
Amaretto
now.
Sours.
Red wine, it makes me like really
She's so
mellow.
Cute, you know.
But as far as I'm such a control freak, I would never be able to do something that makes me feel out of, I mean, drinking makes me feel that way sometimes.
You've had a year that would test a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Illness in the family, mm-hmm. a breakup, the spasm of publicity about what happened in from Mexico to London.
It was pretty rough. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Ah, weird.
Hello. Oh my goodness.
Such
hello.
A sad clip.
Ew, strong Britney.
You hear that? Sad. Ew, strong Britney.
I know.
She's like talking to herself.
Like she's not allowed strong. To be. Like,
cut that shit out. Strong like Britney.
I was thinking about that earlier. Like, who taught her that? Who taught
right.
her it's not okay to cry? But she probably just doesn't want to on TV.
Sure.
But still, I wonder if that carries on.
But God, her body language just starts. She's like panicking.
She's
it's so sad.
You can tell her heart starts racing.
Yes.
The fact that they pushed her to that point too, just sitting there like, you've had such a tough year. Let me list out all the bad things that have happened to you so I can just make you think about them and mm-hmm. maybe get a tear because we can put that in the commercial.
Sells.
That's going to sell the interview.
Absolutely.
Look at this. Oh. She's in
yeah,
full. This is so upsetting to watch. I hate them for not cutting this out. She asked them to cut it out.
Because then she really
stop.
Like
has
loses
a kind
it.
Of gleeful
so fucking
about
sad.
Their-
so sad. She's trying so hard to maintain composure because she knows how many eyes are on her. Imagine the preparation for this interview. You know, we're not going to do this. We're going to stay strong about this. Mm-hmm. They're gonna push you on this. Like she knows that she can't crack, and then she hit that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's after just
constantly
all of this stuff that has been going. Yeah, this.
And it's annoying interview. That when she like says, no, I didn't do this. Like Diane can't be like, oh, okay. Like she's like, but they said you did. And it's like, well, I'm saying I didn't. So like
so,
that should be the
story.
End of fucking question. Moving on.
And she should be able to say out loud, you know, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to go there. Like,
yeah.
Where is her? Like you said, a PR person that's going to
yeah,
say
being like, no.
That's there to protect her.
Right.
It's like she's.
I feel like her mom like
camera.
Dropped her off at the doors and she like went
yeah.
in and sat down with Diane and now it's being like harassed.
Like no one's there in her corner.
Right. Exactly. It's very bizarre.
So yeah, then she moves into talking about her virginity and Justin Timberlake as if that's anyone's fucking business.
I know.
Can you imagine if they were constantly reporting on that or like there was a young, I can't think of like that new artist, Olivia, like she sings Driver's License.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Imagine
some,
if they
like
were like interviewing her and were like,
old.
So are you a virgin?
What the fuck?
Right?
That's like harassment, in my opinion.
It is.
Especially to a minor. Like,
it is
the
harassment.
Fuck? No. Anyways.
Gleeful confession about their very private life.
Top 97. The Star Buckwell Morning Show. Justin Timberlake is in the house. And I just want to ask you one question. Did you Britney Spears? Yes or no?
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Okay, I did it. No,
yeah!
It was a really weird time. There was, like, talk about our, what we did together and, like, really
sexually
and stuff. And I just felt very exploitive and very weird. I was like, why is he going on these shows and they're asking him and he's talking, you know? But I'm sure, like, you know, just like right now. You're asking me about it, and I'm talking about it, and it just kind of comes out.
Britney Spears has upset a lot of mothers in this country, starting with the wife of the governor of Maryland, who appeared at an anti-violence rally, and, well, listen to what she said.
Really, if I had an opportunity to shoot Britney Spears, I think I would.
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, she...
That's really bad.
Because of the example for kids and how hard it is to be a parent and keep all of this away from your kids.
Diane, why are you literally defending her in any fucking way? Are you kidding? She's like, how hard it is to be a parent.
Unbelievable. How, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You should have said, yeah, it's shocking. Isn't that shocking? Can
how
you believe
disgusting.
Someone said that? Can you believe a public official said that to you? What do you think about that? That should have been the question, not, well, you can understand where she's coming from, you know? Like, it's very upsetting to mothers, so she might want to just shoot you. Like, what is going on? I don't understand how that was ever...
And it's so sexist, too, because they would never... They didn't say that about Justin Timberlake.
No.
Talking about literally having sex. She's not trying to talk about having sex. Justin Timberlake's talking about having sex. She's trying to keep it quiet or, you know, not discuss it or whatever.
Yeah, and have some privacy.
But apparently
because it's no one's fucking business.
It's fine and all funny and cute and whatever. If he says it, it's like, it's just
yeah.
like bro talk,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, locker room talk.
Why aren't moms mad about... Yeah, for real. Why aren't moms mad about teenagers... They're, you know, boy teenagers talking about that for their kids as well.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Yeah, like find an interview where a guy has to deal with this type of question in the same way. Doesn't exist.
Locker room banter. Okay, let's continue.
Well, that's really sad that she said that.
And the fact that all of that she says is sad. You know so, like, that is so
I'm not
sad.
Here to, you know, babysit her kids.
I love that response, though. She, in her mind, she must be like, this is ridiculous. This woman said she wanted to shoot me in the head. What is wrong with her?
Babysit her kids.
What is wrong with her?
Oh my God,
what a sick person. Like,
Britney Spears, like, really?
And then listen to this part afterwards. They say, and then she was questioned as if poor woman was then questioned because of her reference to guns. Listen to this shit.
Reference to guns. That's ridiculous.
Later, the governor's wife had to retract her statement because of a public outcry about her reference to guns. We wondered, does she care what her old fans, those kids, think, for instance, about this?
Oh, here it comes.
Yeah, here we go.
Famous Madonna kiss. So overblown. So everyone was obsessed with that.
Obsessed.
Why was that such a big deal? It's a kiss.
It's literally someone kissing
Who
someone.
Who cares?
Why is it always same-sex kiss that's like a big deal? Like,
yeah,
why?
Especially back then.
Especially back then.
Yeah. I don't think that it would have drummed up the, you know, publicity and talk that it did back then.
I don't Absolutely think so either. Not. No.
The last time ever Madonna kissed. Okay. So she said that she had this idea for a little peck. And then you gave her a real kiss. Is this the way it happened?
Well, yes, it was her idea. We were in rehearsals and she's like, well, maybe we should kiss her. I'm like, okay. All right. And we never really did it in rehearsal. When we actually got on stage and we did it, it's like when you have all those lights, you really let go. And we really did it.
You said there's no tongue action here.
Oh, of course there was no tongue.
Well,
oh,
it looked like it. It looked like there was.
Well, that's, you know, we're good actresses here. Yeah. You know what we're doing.
Diane's a professional on tongue action, okay? She saw it.
Oh, my God.
Like that. And
right.
It looked like
she has to justify whether or not there was a tongue involved.
Because we were like going like this and like ridiculous.
It is. It's
absurd.
Fucking
ridiculous.
It is. It's very strange. We can. Yeah, I think that's okay. But yeah, there the full interview's on YouTube. Yeah. It's just a weird. It's really a strange thing to look back at this from with new eyes or fresh eyes, I guess we could say.
Very strange. Yeah. From,
with 2020 vision.
What? 2021 vision. No, yeah. It's
really strange how we were how people were interviewing people.
And there's tons of bizarre interviews. Like, this isn't the only person that's had weird interviews. Like, lots of people were just really ruthless.
The Whitney Houston one.
Oh, my God, dude.
Diane.
Really savage. That's not good.
She should have been canceled, like... Hashtag
Dude,
Diane
she
Sawyer's
sadly
over
probably
party.
Got like a raise for doing it. I mean, she was on
probably,
TV forever.
Yeah. Cutthroat, cutting edge, which I get it. I'm sure she's been through her own share of struggles as a woman. But you said, like you said, you know, you'd think you'd be able to relate more and be more understanding.
Be more understanding. Exactly.
But yeah. So she clearly was dealing with an extreme amount of pressure, mm-hmm. so much judgment, so much shame from society.
And so she has a breaking point and goes into that 5150 hold. And that's when her dad, Jamie, filed for temporary conservatorship, but it was extended every court hearing and eventually it became permanent. So that's kind of how that happened. You know, and it's kind of weird because he actually wasn't really in her life that much when she was growing up, her dad. So it's kind of weird that he got that, you know, why did he get that if he wasn't that involved with her? And
I feel like there's more to that story.
They do it because his daughter is super rich all of a sudden, you know, I don't know. But
they did allude to that in the documentary. Yeah. They said, you know, there were people who said, yeah, you know, Jamie has always been about the money. He's always like, my daughter's going to make me rich.
Yeah. Which is like really sad. Like, can't you at least be involved in her life then? Like, geez. But you know, there was speculation then because she accepted the conservatorship and there was speculation that she did it because she didn't want to lose her kids.
Understandable.
Which I understand.
Yep. You'll do anything for your kids, right?
So sad. And then, yeah, a few weeks after that, she was granted visitation rights. So she really didn't have custody of her kids. Luckily, she was still able to, you know, visit them or they were able to come visit. But yeah, so a few weeks after the conservatorship started, she started a world tour, but people started to notice a difference in her and her fans were starting to get really worried. One of them being Chris Crocker, who is really like infamous, I feel like, and was like really treated terribly on the internet. He's actually still on the internet now. He's like a comedian and I think he does like OnlyFans or something like that. Mm-hmm. So he's still like very active on the internet. Mm-hmm. He posted recently a very interesting little tidbit about his experience being, if you're not sure who we're talking about.
Yeah.
He was like the guy that made videos of like free Britney and he was like really hysterical in
Leave Britney alone.
Yeah.
It was a big... That was everywhere.
Everywhere. And he was severely bullied. I mean, he was looked at like a terrible human. I mean, people hated him and he made fun of him because he was part of the LGBTQ community. I mean, it was really ruthless. I remember when that was popular. Like,
I do too.
It was all over the place.
I didn't realize how much hate he was getting and how much negativity he was dealing with at the time. But it makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah. So anyways, he comes out with this whole statement a few days ago and I kind of want to read it because I think it's really interesting. So Chris says, me saying leave Britney alone was never really the issue. Michael Moore said it and no one batted an eyelash. Maybe people reaching out to tell me, Chris, you were right, would feel good if I knew that people could unpack that the reason no one took me serious was because I was a gender bending teenager and the reaction to me was transphobic. When I said it, I had fear for my life. Death threats were sent to my grandmother's house. I was already living in the South as a gender-bending teen with no money or ways to feel protected. This hate was also directed towards me by other LGBTQ members. Not just verbal, but physical attacks were made towards me at gay bars and out on the streets by LGBT people who were embarrassed of me because of the way that the media made fun of me, which made me feel that I had given, you know, them a bad name, that like the whole group or community. So he says this was during a pre-drag race time before everyone and their mom was saying yes, queen, in a time where only, you know, if only embracing the heteronormative people in the media, that was, you know, that was the normal. It was anything else besides that was like too taboo for the media to talk about or whatever. He says, I hope not only Britney gets the freedom she deserves, but the femme queer people are not tortured in media when showcasing humanity. Because he was really making an argument, like he was severely upset by this.
And he was he right.
He saw it coming. He was right. Yeah.
Yep. And he saw how bad it was. Like, why were we all under this weird trance of society? Why was it so normal for this type of interview to happen? Why wasn't everyone freaking out about the pictures, you know, seeing her at such lows? Like, it was so normal for us to see these magazine covers where she looked like she
was
breaking down, clearly was dealing with a lot and didn't want her photo being taken. Why are we all buying that? Like, why is that such an industry? It makes me feel bad because I have bought so many of those magazines over the years. Not anymore, because I mean the internet, right? Like,
right, but you still like click on shit, right? Like, clickbait gets me all the time. Articles are coming, I'm like, oh, what's going on?
We're all like part of it. You'd be lying to say that you're not like somehow interested in this stuff at some point and click something, or you're of the system.
I was gonna say, which in the end we're supporting the system.
I used to always buy like OK Magazine, People Magazine, Star, US Weekly when I would go on airplanes, because I used to think they were so fun to kind of flip through, and now I'm like, what? It's so weird. It's so odd. Like, especially, it's one thing to do interviews with people, and I get that people think celebrities are interesting and they want to like know more about them and get to know them.
More like a personal aspect. Yeah.
These like stalker images, really, like hiding behind trees while someone is holding their baby.
That is drawing the line.
It's ridiculous. It's
drawing the line.
It is.
I mean, people are still doing that.
Why doesn't that line exist? Why are there no laws?
Why are there no laws protecting?
How about the children? You know, they're in the photos too. Britney's the famous one, but the babies have been in it. The sons have been had pictures taken of them and blasted all over the whole world with fake headlines their entire lives.
Totally. Totally.
They're probably so used to the rumors and they've probably been trained on how to deal with it. And
I'm sure that they have, you know, come across so many people thinking, oh, I thought this, that, and the other. And they're like, that never fucking happened. Like, where'd you hear that? Or that's not true.
And you know, came out and said something wasn't true every time, that something wasn't true that was put out about you. You know, mm-hmm. you'd be constantly making statements, and it just draws more attention to the situation.
Exactly.
It makes it worse.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's really disappointing.
It is.
So we are going to come back in a second from our ad break to talk more about this, but we will be right back.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, so moving right along here, one thing that's really interesting is that there is an annual conservatorship oversight hearing, but it's been canceled every year since it started, which is like, how can that even happen? You can't have an oversight hearing. You should at least be having that at least once a year, you would think.
Yeah. Why does it keep getting canceled? Who's canceling it? But which party is canceling it? Maybe it's
right.
Britney's side canceling it. I know nothing about.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even really know what an oversight hearing is necessarily, but the fact that it's canceled over and over again, there's never like a reschedule. It's not like, okay, well, you have to have it at least once in, you know, X amount of years or something. It's very bizarre.
Clearly on their side.
It seems like it, because she wouldn't she want
yeah,
that?
Of course,
because like her whole thing mm-hmm. is like trying to get her dad out of the conservatorship. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, in 2019, Britney asked the judge to consider ending the conservatorship, and last year there was hope they would get it overturned because of the Free Britney movement. This is when it like really came back. Over like 2019, 2020 was like super. People started talking about it a lot more, and like really started
over this
looking into it. Yeah. And then also Britney's siblings have spoken out saying that there's no need for conservatorship anymore, which I find really interesting. Like, why don't you take her closest family members into consideration if she's not able to like prove whether she needs one or not, or whatever the argument is? Like, why wouldn't you take her closest siblings and family members into account?
Yeah. Why wouldn't they be? They should be interviewed as witnesses.
I agree.
To a crime, in a sense, you know, mm-hmm. in court.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In the last couple of years, her Instagram has become super popular. I mean, if you go on her Instagram, there's like thousands of posts that are just a little, some people just find them a little weird and make people kind of question, like, is she trying to like give like a secret message in them? Like, sometimes they're just a little like almost cryptic in a way. Like, they don't quite make sense of really what she's saying. And the emojis are like off the charts. And like the post itself is very like, she just doesn't, she like looks like she's being controlled sometimes. People even wonder if she is drugged in those posts, or
there's, you know, been speculation about literally everything possible. Is she a clone? Is she being forced to do these things? And I mean, I don't know.
People say that they've seen bruises on her, and you know, where she wears wristbands. Why does she wear so many wristbands? Mm-hmm. And
the Instagram is one thing that I have been nervous to talk about in the past. Like, I've wanted to discuss this, mm-hmm. but I've just been so, you know, it's just like, we have no fucking idea what's going on in her life. So I don't want to make any assumptions about her Instagram. Like, it's possible that none of it is codes. It's possible she is putting codes into her videos and pictures.
Yep.
I mean, there's a whole podcast now dedicated to decoding her every Instagram.
Yes. Yep. Those girls that were interviewed on, mm-hmm. I don't remember what it was called, their podcast. We can put it below. But yeah, they
it's just called Britney's Instagram or something.
Yeah, I think it is something like that. But yeah, they talk. That's the whole podcast is talking about her posts and like, is there more to it than what meets the eye? But she's never spoken about the conservatorship online, but she, you know, makes posts that people think that she's trying to talk about the documentary that came out. Cause like I said, we don't even know if she knows about the documentary.
I'm sure she does by now. Point,
yeah.
But did she know when it,
did launched? She know when it happened? Know.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, she just a few days ago posted, "Can't believe this performance of Toxic from 3 years ago. It's or I'll always love being on stage, but I am taking the time to learn and be a normal person. I love simply enjoying the basics of everyday life. Each person has their story and their take on other people's stories. We all have so many different bright, beautiful lives. Remember, no one, no matter what we think we know about this person's life, we don't know what they're going through, and it's nothing compared to the actual person's life living behind the lens."
So some people think that that's
talking about like that documentary.
It seems like it clearly is.
It seems like it clearly is.
Some people think that she was forced to say that, though. Like, right. Is that a genuine message from her? Is anything she posts genuine?
I'm like, does she make any of the captions? I don't know.
I don't know. I just don't know. No one knows.
That's weird. But
I see why people speculate so much about her Instagram in general, though.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, that post did seem... It's so, like... She seems so nervous to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, mm-hmm. It seems so scripted mm-hmm. in a way.
It does.
Like, not very authentic.
No.
And I think she's a very authentic person. Like, if you see old clips of her, she's like a very genuine, down-to-earth, mm-hmm. real person. I think she's a really kind-hearted person. Mm-hmm. And I think she just feels... Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's anxiety over not trusting the world. If you've been shamed by so many people, you're eventually going to be traumatized right. by the world. Why would you want to open up about anything? Maybe right. she's just hyper analyzing and hyper like thinking out every post she makes to a level where it just seems a little too like scripted.
Right.
Or maybe it actually is.
It is scripted.
Maybe
right.
there's people that are involved and are helping her write her messages, or maybe everything that she posts has to get approved.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's possible.
I think in some degree, I don't know like the severity of how intense like conservatorships go, but I would assume that to some degree, especially as a public figure, that is like you're impacting your career at that point. So could, like you said, could she not be able to post without having permission first or having someone look over it or whatever?
Yeah, it probably falls under personal.
Mm-hmm. I would assume, yeah. So anyways, in 2019, Britney's attorney, Sam Ingham, filed a request to have Jamie removed as a conservator of her person. So not the finances. Remember, there's two different ones. And replace him with Jody Montgomery. So,
which, side note, Britney has been saying since the beginning, according to people in the documentary, that she did not want Jamie as the conservator.
Right.
She said that she was fine with having the conservatorship, but she did not want him to be in charge of everything.
Exactly.
And he was put in that position anyway.
And if you're not aware, Jody is Britney's former manager.
Why was her mom not put in that position?
Or her sister.
There's got to be so much more to this.
I agree. It's very bizarre. Are her parents married? Do we know?
No. I don't even know. Are her parents still married?
I don't think so. Yeah.
I don't think so.
That's interesting. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. But then in 2019, Jamie stepped down as a conservator of Britney's person, but is still in charge of her estate. So all of the finances, all the money, he still got control over. But I guess he stepped down temporarily of the person estate or of the person conservator due to bad health, which I don't really know if that's like true or not. Did he step down? I don't know. It's interesting.
Well, yeah, did he actually step down or was it a forced thing? But yeah, publicly they said he stepped down.
He stepped down, yeah. And then Jamie, I think this is kind of interesting because, you know, this is something to note is the fact that he's being investigated for allegedly abusing his grandson, you know, Britney's kid. Mm-hmm. And Kevin was the one that actually got the restraining order against him. So it's like, you're abusing your grandson. It makes me think that you probably could be abusing your own kid.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, if you're willing to do that to her children, what does that say about you?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more about Jamie. And there's a reason why he's been so private as well.
Yes.
And seems to have shut everything down and just wants exactly the Britney image that he wants being pumped out.
Yes.
He is a money-making machine to him.
Yes.
He sees her as a product. His product.
Even
so weird.
Watching clips in the documentary, there was a few clips of like them backstage and he was with mm-hmm. her, whatever. He seems like he's like her bodyguard almost. Like I don't get mm-hmm. dad mm-hmm. vibes from him whatsoever. It's yeah. like a very professional business relationship, it seems.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Just sad. But then in November of 2020, the judge approved their quest to have Jamie removed. And so now they appointed Bessemer Trust as co-conservator. And then also Jody filed to extend her position as temporary conservator and is granted conservator until September 21. So as of now, Jody will be conservator, at least on the aspect of
personal.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But a lot of her finance, I mean, it seems like all her dad cares about is finance.
Is the money.
Since he was willing to give up the personal side of things.
Right.
Like, how much does he really care? How much is it really about you if you're willing to be like, whatever about the personal stuff, as long as I own the estate, I run the estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, yeah, exactly.
You think now with all this pressure on him publicly, you think that's going to maybe sway him to
maybe that's interesting. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. The thing that's so sad is that in order for someone who's in a conservatorship to get out of one, the person who's under it has to petition and basically work to prove that they no longer need that in order to get out. And it's apparently
you have to get yourself out of it.
Apparently, that's extremely hard and very rare to successfully do. Like, it's almost unheard of.
The lawyer in the documentary said she had never seen it.
Right.
So.
Imagine. Never successfully done. So I'm sure it's just, and so I think that's why Brittany's not over here, you know, trying to get rid of the conservatorship. It's more so she doesn't want her dad controlling it. So, but in the most recent news, her attorney filed objections to Jamie's request to have more control than the co-conservator. Jamie's trying to get, you know, more control than Jody. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no. So I think, again, that's weird. Why do you care about having more control? Like, it's all about this. It's all about the control and, you know, owning the most of Brittany.
That's so sad. She must have to get, like, I would need some serious therapy to wrap my mind around that.
And I hope that she is, like,
I'm sure she has.
I hope she is, like, on a regular basis and is, like, getting, you know, mental health help and also physical health help, you know, if need be, whatever, on a regular basis. Like, I hope they are taking care of her behind the scenes, whatever that may mean. I mean, it's hard because she seems, like, very mentally ill, honestly, in a lot of ways of how much this has impacted her.
Yeah.
How could you not be?
Just, you're, I mean, even if it's
the
just
harassment trauma. And trauma is just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I just can't understand how she could. It's just so sad. And it I really feel bad is. That it's like almost, you know, she feels like she kind of has to fight for it. It seems like the most interesting thing is that, like we were talking about while we're recording this today on the 11th.
Yeah.
She's got her court date revolving around specific roles that Jamie Spears, the dad, and Bessemer Trust now have in managing Brittany's estate. So
they're fighting probably over just little details. Who gets this?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know if anything will be big with him. Here, let's look it up right now. Brittany,
I wish she could speak for herself. I wish she could. I mean, I don't know if she wants to. Maybe she just wants people to leave her alone. Maybe she wants us all to just stop talking about it. And they said that in the documentary, you know, if she comes out and she says it's all, everything's fine, leave me alone, stay out of it. But there's clearly a reason why she hasn't, like, shut it down or cleared any of this up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think she does appreciate the support.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she knows, like her family. I mean, and one thing I wanted to say, too, is just, like, kudos to all of her fans who have been out there saying this for so long, out there with signs in Los Angeles, you know, actually fighting for her, saying this before it was a trend. Those people are probably heroes to her.
Yep.
And it seems like she's needed this. She needed a voice. She needed a push. Like, we all needed to know about this and see it all play out. And I think we're going to see more things.
Yeah.
I bet there'll be more documentaries in the future.
Yeah.
Hopefully one day she can put out her own thing.
I was
going to
say, God, I would
tell her own
really
story.
Love, like, Britney Spears, like, tell all her. God, that would be just
really cool.
Really, really cool for so many reasons. And I feel like, God, how empowering to her to be able to, like, actually, if she could really have full control over this, like, suppose a documentary that she could make, how empowering would that be for her to be able to be like, this was my actual story?
And maybe she really will do that one day. Like, she probably wants to, maybe, but she can't right now because it would be a money-making machine. It would make tons of money. And
she has no
control. Dad's control of that. Yeah. So she's kind of protested against him by not working.
Yeah, she's, like, refused to.
So even telling her story would be working. So she's in such a shitty position.
God, that sucks so bad. Yeah.
So hopefully this just gets cleared up. I mean, I don't know what the chances are that they'll actually get Jamie out of this, but I'm hoping that all this public pressure might add to that. Maybe he'll just step out.
Maybe he'll just step, or maybe, like, they'll do some secret transaction behind the scenes. Like, yo, dude, we'll pay you to fuck off. Yeah. Like, if you can take X amount of money and don't come back. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
That'd be nice. But who's gonna do that? Brittany? Like, I don't know. There's just so much. I have so many questions. So much.
I know.
I wish we could know, but.
Same. I think the whole world does. It's very mysterious and secretive. I feel like Britney's life is a big mystery in a way of like the truth of what happened to Britney Spears.
I think that's why there's so many conspiracy theories about her too, because there's like so much left unsaid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
As a Britney fan, like I remember for a while, like we got so much when she was younger, like music videos, interviews, like live performances, and then it just shut down.
Yeah.
Like, remember that, like, Britney drought? Like, yeah, the first one, I was like, oh, like, when her music finally came back out, Blackout.
Yes. Oh, I was so pumped.
Yep.
So excited.
I remember, like, in high school, like, playing that, running around my house, like, so before good. I, like, God, went I out to a football that. Game. Like, it brings back such good. Memories. I love Britney Spears.
I know, me too.
I have so much nostalgia connected to all of her music. I think she's such a good person. She especially, like I said, from seeing those interview clips.
Yeah.
She seems like an angel.
Yeah.
Of a human. And it's like,
I feel really sad. Like, it's really unfair. Mm-hmm. Like, if they hadn't traumatized her and done all these terrible things, like, what could she have? Not that she hasn't accomplished a lot already. That's not what I'm saying. But, like, you never know. Like,
she can under what she's been through.
Exactly.
And like I said, there's only so much she wants to do, because then it's just adding to the estate. Mm-hmm. And it's just like,
she's literally just, like, making money for her dad at the end of the day. Because, like, it's her money, but also, like, she has no control over it.
Right.
And so, I mean, really, they
did clear up in the documentary, though, that she does take control of her work, though. Like, she's very involved in the performance and the music and all of that.
Which I can, because it's, like, only Britney gets it, right? Like, her dad doesn't know what the fuck how to perform. Like, Britney knows how to do her job well.
He's like, as long as you make the money.
Right. Like, you know how to put on the show better than I do. You're fucking Britney Spears. Like, go be Britney Spears.
So if you're going to run all of it and do all everything, you should be making all the money and having all the choices.
Yeah. You would think that obvious. Would be how it works, but apparently not in this world. So I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I'm excited to see where this goes, honestly, in the next year and months following. I really hope that it continues to get, you know, a lot of publicity. And
I think it will. I think a lot of more people are aware now, and this movement isn't slowing down at all. If anything, it's going to continue. It's starting a lot of other conversations around conservatorship abuse and the way that we treat celebrities, paparazzi, interview styles, all of that. I think it's really good that we're bringing all this up and kind of taking another look at the way our society is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I agree. Let us know what you guys think about this whole thing. And if, you know, you have caught anything in the interviews that you find interesting, or, you know, anything that we didn't cover already. There's so much to this. I mean, we could go on and on for hours. So let us know in the comments below what you guys think. But that's it for us this week, guys.
next week.
Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us on this sesh. We'll see you on the next sesh. But until then, keep it fresh.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.